I'm Joe Donlin. Here are some of the stories making headlines at this hour. The man wanted in the deadly shooting of a Chicago police officer is now in custody. Xavier Tate Jr. was arrested last night in Glendale Heights at a relative's home. He's charged with murdering Officer Luis Huesca last month. Chicago police and U.S. Marshals caught up with him after 10 days on the run. Tate was arrested using Officer Huesca's handcuffs. No word on when he's set to appear in court. Pro-Palestinian protests continue at two Chicago universities. At DePaul, several hundred students have joined the tent encampment. Protest leaders have been meeting with the university, but they tell us they won't leave until their demands are met. At the University of Chicago, demands are the same: divestment from companies that support the war in Gaza and the disclosure of where the university is spending its money. We're told a small group of students met with the administration, but they say it was about the structure of the encampment, not negotiating an end to the protest. Turning to the weather, one of the warmest days of the year, temperatures reaching the low 80s for some. The warm front sparking a risk for severe storms tonight. Morning showers linger Friday and then mostly cloudy and cooler with a high of 69. Join us on CBS2 and CBSChicago.com for news updates around the clock. I'm Joe Donlin.